We started the week a beard down and welcomed two new stations on board.
Oh, Song Whisperer, who shaved his beard, looks like he's been to Dork University.
So weird, don't shave your beard off.
I'm thinking of a Merkin downstairs. I shave half and comb over. Hey, on that note, welcome aboard.
Yeah.
Triple M Gippsland and Dubbo.
And Dubbo.
Yes. Part of a big rogue family.
Karen from Brighton in Melbourne made news over the weekend in this news report.
You get sick of walking the same streets. I've done all of Brighton.
And even called into the show to defend her comments.
Michael, I've made sacrifices. I should be having a very long, boozy, lazy lunch on the cup damn tea right now, and I've not, because we had to cancel. I'm looking at the silver lining.
Yes.
I'm literally looking at the silver lining in my Moncler puffer jacket, which, by the way, I should be wearing to the snow.
Which in turn prompted these callers.
He sounds very similar to Michaela Cash and Paul and Anton.
I just wanted to know if Karen was on the deck with Jane with the fire pit on the weekend away.
Oh, I beg your pardon.
I think it might be Karen from Brighton who's just called back again.
Has she called back?
I just forgot to shout out to Joe, Chloe and Margot at Threadbar.
No. Nerily Meadows joined us to talk all things sport.
Being from Perth, do you think Perth has a legitimate push for the AFL Grand
Final? Don't say it.
They do. I think there's just a little bit of concern about the fact that it's so difficult to get into WA at the moment. I'm a West Australian. I'm not even allowed home.
Tom Gleisner was enjoying Eddie Maguire's contestant intros on Millionaire Hot Seat.
Rob Dawson, he broke his mate's ankle on a water slide. Then when he went down again, he broke his own collarbone.
And after 30 years of being a vegetarian, Marissa Crinas has returned to eating meat.
Jane Kennedy performed vocals with Seahawks legend Shirley Strawn at a radio ratings party.
Correct!
Mick Molloy blew .75 whilst driving a golf car.
We were joined by MasterChef winner Amelia Jackson.
Completely surreal. I mean, I feel like I still haven't realised that yet.
113 steps, Mick, to make a dessert.
I remember a simpler time when an exotic dessert was Neapolitan ice cream. Okay.
And with competitive eating hitting the limit of human performance,
a theoretical ceiling's been set. 84 hot dogs in 10 minutes.
We put it to callers.
What have you woofed?
60 oyster Kilpatrick. Had a smorgasbord.
The all-you-could-eat Pizza Hut. We were a bit hungry. Get your bill paid, even though it was only $4.95. 23 pieces.
6 packets of those Arnott's shortcake biscuits, the jam ones. 20 minutes.
27 cheeseburgers.
You were ordering at McDonald's 27 cheeseburgers. The cops would follow you home. They would think you were having a party.
Dange dropped this bombshell on us during Wednesday's Song Whisperer segment.
I've got a podcast coming in, huh?
Podcast?
Yeah, I'm doing a Billy Joel podcast.
With Billy Joel?
No.
But just Billy Joel.
As a fan.
Oh, Dave's got his podcast now. Who's on it? Billy Joel. Oh, you're talking to Billy Joel? No, I'm just playing his records.
No, I'm talking about it.
How would we find that?
I haven't finished it yet.
So you've just been sitting at home with the fireball, listening to some Billy Joel going, I'm going to put it in a podcast, man.
Spot on, sir.
Dave O'Neill had this Masked Singer scoop.
Because it's filmed in Melbourne.
Yeah.
They're not going to be able to take their mask off. So, we don't know who's in the lobster suit. It's Richard Wilkins or Scott Cam.
We chatted with Tim Finn for the 40th anniversary release of Split End's True Colours and went right back to where it all began.
What was your first band and what was the first band's name?
I went to boarding school. We formed a band and we called Indigo Dispatch.
Very
and
cool.
We were influenced by Procol Harum and names like that, which we didn't know what they meant.
Melbourne's COVID lockdown has caused a sugar daddy boom. We put the call out.
You a sugar daddy?
So I've got a girl that I mentor at the moment. I've never met her.
Hang on. I've got to pick up the term. Mentor.
I tend not to go to sugar babies, but they're all how about a massage? They only cost you $200.
That's very close to straight prostitution as opposed to sugar daddy.
And surprised by the interest.
Hollywood legend Russell Crowe joined us to chat about his latest flick.
This film is called Unhinged.
Sounds autobiographical, Russell.
Every bit of tension that's on the screen was not in my day-to-day work.
Can I just say, is it a first date film?
For you, yeah. Definitely.
Would you take
the woman, take her on that date, that
yes.
would be her mind.
Take her to the drive-in.
Mick pounced on the chance to table several movie ideas.
I just feel it's time two
really
giants of the screen got together. Two mismatched cops or something, or me and you in a space program or something. We have to leave our wives, they get really emotional. We bond in zero gravity.
Any bites?
Russell's
well, remember that scene in 2001 Space Odyssey where the apes are standing around the monolith? I can see you you in something like that.
Yeah, I'll have to shave down for it, but I'm prepared.
Soccer legend Mark Bosnich joined us and confirmed the fake crowds will be making a return to the A-League.
Well, I even had some calls from friends of mine in the Premier League in the UK because they had yet to start saying, you know, how do they do it and so forth.
But the Premier League, for the sound noises, okay. They'd have to have singing.
You listen to them, they've got it all.
Adam Rosenbach is spending his second lockdown in Melbourne a single man.
I kind of realise I'm sick of spending weekends doing the things that I want to do. And I think it's time for a change.
Really?
Like, you know, like, Jane, I haven't been to a flower show in years.
We wrap up the week in review with this feel-good story out of Islamabad.
A Pakistani court has approved the relocation of a lonely and mistreated elephant to Cambodia, backed by music star Cher.
Wow.
It's great news for an old, grey, wrinkly dinosaur. And the elephant as well.
Oh, my God. Seriously?
Vicky.
Congratulations.